Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. I trust you're having an awesome, awesome day or night if you're in another part of the country, which we know people listen in different parts of the world. We're so happy to have you with us today. I've got Pastor John Welch with me again today. John, good to have you.
Pastor Sam, it's a pleasure being
Pastor's
here.
Pastor's The Dwelling Place, an awesome church in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we've been talking about things that drain your life.
Yeah, it's been good.
And focusing in primarily on time thieves. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes people think a time thief is someone who takes me off of my calendar, off of my schedule for the day. But in actuality, that may be your time thief.
Right, yeah.
Because you're missing opportunities that God may have because you're so fixed on something.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go back and talk about what we've already talked about. I encourage you to listen to all of it. But we talked about the fact that Jesus was an awesome time manager because he knew he only had 3 years.
Yeah.
And he did everything he was supposed to do in 3 years.
Yeah.
How would you like to be able to say you did everything you were supposed to do in 3 years?
And he communicated and did such an amazing job without Instagram, without Snapchat.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. No reminders, you know, nothing. Just
man,
did it.
And he was
And
amazing.
It was because of the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this one particular thing that I learned that will help you with this, because we talked about the fact that God doesn't work in hours. He works in opportunities. He works in seasons. And so you've got to understand that, and there are always going to be adjustments that you have to make with the Lord, but you have to be, as you said, be obedient to that. But there's a scripture that the Lord helped me with over in Philippians chapter 1. Paul said this in verse 9. He said, "This I pray, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all discernment." Now listen to this next verse. "That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory of God." I want to focus in on this, John. It says that you may approve the things that are excellent.
Yeah.
The interesting thing here is, one translation says, "whatever meets God's standard of the word."
Hmm.
Another one says, "have a sense of what's vital."
I like that.
Another one says that he will enable you at all times to recognize, now listen to this, without effort, and to prefer instinctively the things that are really good.
That's good.
I think if this doesn't even sound like a time management scripture, but it is.
It is.
If you can ever understand that you need to learn to instinctively know the things that are really good.
Yeah.
This is what I need to do. This is good. This is what I need to do. It may not be on my calendar, may not be on my schedule, but instinctively, I know this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
If you can get that perception in your life and in your understanding, it's amazing what God can do for you. The Amplified Bible says, "so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value."
I like that last word that you used. I was thinking about that word going into this podcast, the word value.
Right.
And I know personally, for me personally, and then also as I lead my team, which really, you know, leads my church, defining the values for our church, clarifying those,
right,
communicating those,
yes,
saves an enormous amount of time.
Boy, that's a good word right there.
It saves an
that
enormous,
is very, very
enormous
good.
Amount of time.
Yeah.
Because as I'm leading our team, and I lead this way, Pastor Sam, I believe this. As a pastor, one of my primary roles is to, guard the vision and values,
right,
of my church.
Right.
What I mean by guard that is that I make sure that I'm leading my team and I'm leading our church.
Right.
and I'm not allowing us to branch off in areas that we don't need to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what I keep coming back to is making sure that as a pastor I have values, but as I'm also communicating those values.
That's very good.
Because what happens is that when your team is working through things, when my team is working through things concerning church or movement progress and things like that,
mm-hmm.
because they know our values. Without question, they know right. what our values are.
Right.
That they don't begin to branch over and right. start wasting time getting in areas that are outside yeah. of those values.
Yeah.
The values that
good.
God has established
yes.
for us. Not something that we just made up.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good.
Sounds good. They are values that lead us in God's purpose for, which is, again, it comes back to the Great Commission and making God's dream come true by fulfilling the great Commission.
Yeah. When you follow Jesus, He didn't just do day to day, because if he did, he would stay in one place
right.
for 3 years preaching to just one people. But we read this in the last podcast. He said, I have to go do the will of the Father.
That's
I have to
it.
Go. I know what I'm supposed to do. I've got to go preach the kingdom to other people.
That's right.
I know what I've got to do. And so he stayed with that.
That's right.
He knew what was important
yeah.
and what was of value, and that's what he stayed with. I was having dinner one night many years ago with Pat Robertson. He started
oh, yeah.
700 Club.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Dr. Lester Sumrall, who was one of my mentors. And he said this about him, and I thought it was so neat the way he said it. He talked about Dr. Sumrall. He said he had a sense of knowing what was important.
Yep.
And as one of my mentors, I watched him walk past opportunities.
Yeah.
Because they weren't his opportunities,
yeah.
because he knew what he was supposed to do. And so God was able to use him in a phenomenal way because he knew and had a sense of what was really important and what was of value and what was right for him.
Right, right.
And I think we miss that a lot of times, and it steals our time.
It steals our time. And I
yes.
think, you know, you've made the point several times, and I think it's a super, super point to soak in, and that is that Jesus accomplished an enormous amount in the 3.5 years that
yeah.
he was on this planet.
Right.
But I absolutely agree. I absolutely embrace and believe what you're saying in the sense that Jesus knew his purpose.
Right.
And he didn't depart from that.
That's very good.
He knew his purpose.
Yeah.
He knew what he was there to do. He was
right.
there to establish the kingdom, preach the kingdom, disciple and raise up people that would and take the church
yes.
that he would birth. And
very
and,
good.
And so I think that is a phenomenal example
yeah.
of how we can, you know, be good stewards of
right.
our time.
You know, the Holy Spirit is the best time management person's tool you can have.
He's
if
a
you're
genius.
Willing to if you're willing to listen to him. You know, there are obvious activities that are mindless that will steal your time. TV.
Oh.
You know, you're going to watch one program, but it ends up being 4 hours of nothingness.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I think everybody is at one point or another caught themselves doing that.
I've done it, Pastor
yeah.
Sam. YouTube.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a big
exactly.
YouTube.
Exactly. That was on my list.
Oh, my goodness, Pastor. I have been, there's certain things I like. There's a deal called TED Talks, and
yeah.
I like to, it's just very interesting, some
yeah.
different ideas
right.
and things that experts have
yeah.
accomplishments and all these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm watching.
Yeah.
And then my kids, Netflix is one that
my kids are the same.
They got me hooked on a couple of things. And I told Sandy, I said, we got to stop.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Hey,
we've burnt.
I know.
You know, we've watched, I don't know how many episodes of whatever, you know, and,
yeah.
and like, this is, we got to
yeah.
stop. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
You know, obviously cell phones, texting, emails.
Yeah.
Like you said, all the things that are available today.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes just reading material that really is not going to help you.
Uh-huh.
It's just entertainment.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got a friend who I'm not being critical of him. I mean, he's not in the ministry, but he's a spiritual guy.
Sure.
But he loves to these audiobooks.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and they're not Christian audiobooks. They're like John Grisham
right.
audiobooks. And that's all he listens to.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, dude, you better start listening to the word, you know, instead of listening to those. But you can get off track. You can, you know, things that just, they're not going to help you.
Yeah.
And we talked about, this is just some practical stuff, but people can be a distraction.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of times people, I had this happen to me. There was a particular minister, who was really struggling. His finances were a mess. His organization was a mess. And he called me and said, can you help me? And I said, you know, I had compassion on him. He was a missionary. And I said, yeah, I'll help you. And I flew to his city and spent 3 days helping him sort. He had bills he hadn't paid in months. Oof. And just crazy stuff.
Yes, sir.
And so I got it all organized for him, showed him how to do it and his wife and how they could do it. Not overly done, but just kind of helped him with it a little bit and made some calls for him to get some things right, you know, that they didn't know you could do. Just simple stuff.
Sure.
And so we're on the way back to the airport, and he said, look, I want to just tell you, I really appreciate you doing that. He said, I could have done that. I got so mad at him. I said, you just stole my time.
3 days.
You stole my time from me. When you could have done it yourself.
Wow.
You got to be careful of that.
Yeah, so good.
And I'm always wanting to help people. There are some things you cannot help other people do.
You know, Pastor Sam, as you're saying that, I've learned that over the years. And you know, I love to help people. I do. You know, I don't mean this in a just a natural way, but
right.
I don't might sound natural, but it's very spiritual. But you know, I'm in the people business, so right. to speak. And especially in the recent years, I felt like there are times that the Holy Spirit, when there's an opportunity to help somebody, He would say, "No, don't do that," because it's not going to contribute to the furthering of the purpose that He's called me to. Not to mean, but it doesn't happen every time.
Yeah, but you can get drawn into stuff that you have no purpose, no business being involved in.
Yeah, or like, you know, I've had some young men that, you know, knew us a pastor, and they're not part of my church, but they want to have coffee with me, want me to mentor them. I'm not going to do that.
No, you can't do it.
I'm not going to mentor them because that's not helping the future, not vesting in the future of what God's called
us to. Bottom line, I'm just going to close with this today. You have to change your actions if you want to see change.
That's good.
You've got to break procrastination habits, you can do that. Don't tell me you can't, because I know you can. Do what you can when you can, not when you have to.
Yeah.
You know, I know so many people that they put off everything till they have to do it.
Yes.
Well, I would rather do it when I can.
Excellent.
Because when you have to, most of the time you have to set aside something that's important to do it.
Yes.
But if you do it when you can, then it's on your schedule.
And Pastor Sam, another thing that I found there is it's better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It gets done better.
It gets done better.
It's a higher quality of whatever it is.
But there are two things that are timeless activities, which ought to be done all the time. Number one is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is putting yourself in the Word of God.
Spend time in the Word.
And invest time in the Word of God for you, not for a message, for you.
Pastor, would you please say that again?
Well, look, it's very simple. I know that people, they've gotten away from that and gotten away from just reading the Word and letting God speak to them out of the Word. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just went back and read 1 and 2 Kings, which I've read I don't know how many times over the years. Man, I got some really good stuff out of that, you know? Why? Because it was fresh.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was fresh to me.
Yeah.
All right, so those are timeless activities.
Yeah.
The last thing is this. Always follow peace with the Holy Spirit. Don't ever feel pressed. Follow peace. Mm. And compassion always trumps schedule.
Mm.
If you'll watch, most of the times when Jesus was doing something that he knew he was supposed to do, the only thing that would stop him was compassion.
That's so good.
You know, and you've got to make room always for compassion.
Yes.
When you walk through that. Mm. Well, praise God. John, thank you so much for being with me today.
Pastor, it's a privilege.
Appreciate your input.
I love doing podcasts with
you.
Amen.
Awesome. God bless you, and we look forward to another podcast. Please contact us, write us on email, go on our website. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Till next time.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.